Hello. If you are looking for an easy yet high quality studio setup, this is it, guys. Look no further than this is a studio. The team here is super awesome, really supportive. They'll make your vision come to life. So definitely head to thisisastudio.com.au to start your creative journey, whether it's podcast, filming, fully equipped studio with everything that you need. So head on down and enjoy the episode. Hello and welcome back to How Did You Do It? I am back on the solo episodes. It has been a few months and I am so excited to be back. And we have lots to talk about. So the first is just as a little celebration. Last week released my 21st episode of How Did You Do It? Now, that has been a goal of mine since starting this podcast, because when I first began this podcast journey, someone said to me, I think it was my brother, and then it was one of the owners at the studio said to me, to be in the top 1% of podcasts in the world, you only need to publish 21 episodes. So there's about 2 million podcasts out there. And only 1% of them make it to 21 episodes and don't quit. So here we are. And I just feel like that needed a little hot celebration, because I was celebrating hard last week for that, because that was a huge goal of mine. So thanks for coming on the journey with me, guys. But I feel like we have a lot to catch up on, because I released the announcement that I was taking a break from solo episodes. So I took a bit of a break as I lost my energy and spark, and I was going to release my last solo episode that I'd recorded, and I was watching it back and I was like, wow, like, I don't even know. It's so weird seeing my energy in that space. Like, I was so deflated. You could see on my face, I had nothing left to give, but I was still showing up, and what I actually needed to do was to take a break. So went to Bali, got third degree burns, ended up in hospital. Got into a relationship, pretty much the first real relationship since my big breakup that was 3 years ago. So I've always promised that one day I would tell my dating stories, and it's such a big part of like my personal life that I share with, you know, my friends, and all of them are like, you should write a book. Like, you've just got so much to say about it, which I do. And I knew that there would be a time where I would talk about that part of my life. But I think that it was such a big thing to navigate. The emotional wave of dating whilst healing. Yeah. So I think there's been a lot of identity shifts for me, because for so long I was like the person who was healing, and I was the single person because of everything that I wanted to heal and go through. It's just a bit of a shift with re-identifying. So that's kind of my life updates. And there's also so much going on behind the scenes with my meditations as well. Lots of events, lots of things coming up that are really, really exciting. So stay tuned on that. Speaking of meditation, I have finally recorded my first meditations to release to the world. So if you're someone who is overseas or has messaged me that you've really wanted to come to my events, but you haven't been able to, or if you want to implement, meditation into your daily practice, and I'm only doing monthly events at the moment, this is an option for you. So I'm going to place all of the links down there. Maybe you're not feeling like, you know, you want to be in company when practicing meditation, and it's something you want to get your, you know, you want to put your, you want to find your feet a little bit before doing that. So, yes, I will put all of the details on my Instagram, on the bios. I'll put it wherever I can, so that you guys can, you know, experience those meditations. I'm so happy that I've finally gotten the space and time to do that. And I think because I had so much going on prior to my break, I just didn't have the space to be able to write, record. There was no time in my diary. So the break was a really, really good thing. So 21 episodes, went to Bali, got my third degree burns, ended up in hospital, you know, all these life changes. But some other things that I wanted to talk to, which have been really exciting and pivotal for me this year, is I met Stephen Bartlett. And that was such a huge day for me, because when this journey started for me last year, when my world fell apart, I feel like I talk about this all the time, but everyone's always like, what's your story? So last July, my world fell apart. I lost everything and I was really, really not able to get up or get out of bed or get up off the floor, more likely. And I found I was searching for something, for like a sign, for a message, for something. I just kept asking, like, I need something to make sense. Nothing makes sense right now. And I found a Stephen Bartlett podcast episode, and it was so pivotal for me to get my head right, to take action, to start changing my life. And I just remember having this really strong feeling of like, I want to start a podcast. Like, I want to be the change that episode had for me. It was one of the Joe Dispenza episodes that I talk about all the time. And not even a year later, like, it was literally like, it must have been 6-7 months later after me having listened and found that episode and putting those, you know, practices into place that they were talking about on the episode. Not even a year later, Stephen Bartlett was in front of me in person. And I mean, I know I posted it all over my Instagram, and even someone sent me DM the next day saying that, like, they'd sent me a screenshot or Stephen Bartlett's Instagram story, and I was one of the faces on his story from his Melbourne show. And I can't even explain how pivotal that moment was for me. And it was such a, like, it still brings up so much gratitude, because it was such a marker in my journey of, like, not even 6 months ago, you know, if he lives in the UK, like, you know, I'm watching him from a million miles away, and then next thing he's in front of me and I'm able to say to him, like, what that episode did for me, and, you know, have a conversation with him. So that was really a really exciting update that I wanted to talk to you about. And one thing that I will talk to that still to this day I think about most mornings is, he talks about the, you know, when you're going towards something, whether you're starting a business, you've got a goal, whether it's to lose weight, run for a marathon, whatever it is. He talks about the analogy of brushing teeth, right? So if you don't brush your teeth for one day, you're fine. If you don't brush your teeth for a week, you're fine. If you don't brush your teeth for a year or two, like, you're in the dentist chair and you've got some issues going on. And it's the same thing for showing up for yourself. If you don't show up once, it's fine. If you don't show up twice, you're going to be fine. If you don't show up multiple times, 3-6 months down the line, a year down the line, then you're going to be having your problems. And it works in the reverse way as well. Are you going to show up for yourself in the goals that you've set yourself? If you want to learn how to run and you don't go for a run one day, that's fine. But what happens if you show up every single day and go, not even every single day, let's make it a little bit more realistic. If you want to learn how to run and you choose 5 days of the week to go for a run, if you don't go one of those 5 days, you'll be okay. But that compounding effect will happen whether you show up or whether you don't show up. And that was so pivotal for me, because I took a break and then all of these things started coming through, like all of these things that had been simmering in the background that I wasn't even aware of, they all started coming ahead. And that was purely because I was showing up in the studio. I was showing up to guest episodes. I was showing up to my meditation events. And there were many times where, you know, I didn't want to show up. It's the brushing teeth analogy. It's either going to work for me, I'm going to work for me, or I'm going to work against me. Does that make sense? And I also wanted to talk about the effects of burnout, because I knew I had burnout a couple months ago, but I don't think I realized how negatively it was impacting me until I took a break. And I was so scared that if I stopped showing up that everything would fall apart. But at the same time, showing up in every single way that I was making me fall apart. So if you are someone right now who is feeling the effects of burnout, please take a break. Like, please take at least 2 weeks to do absolutely nothing but fuel your soul, because you will come back to life and you'll find what needs to shift and you'll find what needs to change to bring space into your life, right? I was listening to Rick Rubin the other day where he was talking about, and this is the producer of all of the huge artists, right? Like, so Adele, and he talks about how when you allow space, you allow for inspiration. And he's a big one for meditation as well. And he'll say a lot of the time, the space where there's quiet and there's nothing going on, nothing distracting you, that's when the ideas come, that's when they land. And so I think that burnout and all of these things that equal feeling depleted, feeling run down, feeling lack of energy, like the reverse needs to happen to get you back. You know, you need to create the space, you need to park all the priorities as best as you can so that you can feel alive again, because there's just no point otherwise. Take the space and time to find the inspiration, find what you're needing for your next thing, for your next goal, because we're all going towards that path at the end of the day. And not to sound grim, like it should instill us with gratitude. It should instill us with inspiration for how we can, quote unquote, I don't even want to say it, seize the day. How cringy. But you know, like, you can wake up and think, I was talking to a friend the other day and, you know, I was talking about how all of these really exciting things are happening in my life at the moment. Big, big goals that I wrote down that I thought were so, so far away from me. And they're all happening here and now. And it's so exciting. And I said to my friend, you know, I wake up and I put myself in the mindset of like, anything could happen today. Like, it's a miracle, right? And I have, and this is from the Stephen Bartlett show as well, I have a little hourglass time turner, I think it's called. And so each day when I wake up, the first thing I do is I turn over the hourglass, because it's a reminder that I get to live another day. And that might sound really silly, but it gives me perspective that everything's always changing. So like, grab onto the now, because that's what we've got. And, you know, and then I got up, was driving to work, and I bumped into a friend at the coffee shop, and I thought, like, this is what I mean by anything could happen. Like, I wasn't expecting to bump into my friend at the coffee shop. I'm there all the time. I haven't seen her there. And so anything can always happen. The alternative is that I drive to work, take the same roads, listen to the same things, like, you know, do the same routine and feel the lull of routine. Or I think to myself, like, I can create whatever life I want and it's happening in front of me. And the secret sauce is that anyone can as well. It's not like one person's doing something that other people aren't. It's literally just choice in action. I think the reason why that feels so exciting is because I've done the other way. I've done the way where I felt lost, lack of purpose, uninspired, depressed, sad, burnt out, in environments that didn't feel right for me and I didn't know how to change it. And I look in 1 year as to what's changed, and it's like, I have this podcast, I have these meditation events, I have these opportunities, I have these incredible conversations with people. And that all happened from me taking that one first step, you know, that one first step of listening, finding something that was going to get me up out of bed, up off the floor, finding that podcast, listening to that podcast, implementing the tools of it. And to look in 1 year and to see what's evolved, I have more inspiration than ever to help other people find themselves, because when you do, life just gets so good. And so I wanted to pivot this. My next little dot point from this is, I want you to really reflect on the people around you and how they are making you feel. People will only take you as far as they have gone themselves. So how are people making you feel? Your friends, you know, are they encouraging of you taking different action? What is the surrounding? What is your Instagram feed saying or doing? And where are you giving your energy to? You know, I think it's really important to monitor the conversations that you're having with people. And I know that there are people in my life where I walk away and I feel inspired and encouraged, and I feel like anything can happen and life is a miracle. And there are other people where I can walk away and I feel depleted, I feel sad, I feel loss of hope, I feel, you know, like I'm suddenly back in a headspace that I don't want to be in. And it comes down to these boundaries of really, you know, looking at how people are making you feel. And it's easier said than done, because obviously it's very hard to change the environment. But I want to question, you know, and it's also something that I'm doing myself at the moment, which is what's one thing a month or one place a month you could go to find people that make you feel your best self, because they are out there. And it just takes a little step of courage to put yourself out there to find them. And I think if any of you listening are in a, you know, challenging chapter in your life right now where something has drastically changed, or you're not sure what's next for you, or you're in a really hard transition, find one reason to smile, because you're doing something right if you can find the reasons to smile throughout the day. I think that it is all up to you what happens next. You can choose to continue what you're doing, or you can choose to get up and you keep going and you watch how your world changes around you. Life is always going to be changing. So when something is difficult, we know it's going to change. And when something is good, we know it's going to change. So it's always about coming back to our center and ourselves. And it's always about finding peace within ourselves, that no matter what is changing externally to us, we are grounded and centered within ourselves to get ourselves through anything, because we can't control what's happening around us. We have no control as to what other people are going to do or what other people are going to say, or just world events even. And so I like to come back to the fact that everybody has a heart. Everybody has at least one thing that they love, or one person that they love. I hope so. I mean, you know, I can't speak for every person on this planet, but, you know, I try and really come back to the heart of life, because we're all just trying to do our best, right? Like, we're all just getting up, going to work, trying to navigate this society, trying to navigate either helping one another or solving an issue, or we're passionate about one thing, whether it's, you know, the environment or politics. Like, we're all doing this human thing together. And so how can we just bring kindness to ourselves and kindness to other people? And I really, really encourage you to try the meditations that I'm putting out there. Not only does it support me and support me in continuing this podcast, but it also supports this mission of kindness, because kindness does make the world go round. You know, if your world is changing and there's so much going on around you, write down your reasons to smile. What can you do to take this in your stride? Where can you go, or where can you put yourself out there to meet new people? Give yourself a little life audit. How are certain people making you feel, and how are you going to let them affect you? If you're feeling burnt out, where can you create space for yourself? It's interesting, even reflecting all of this back, right? Like, these are all things that I've gone through and all things that I've come out the other side of. And then I look at my first little points where it said 21 episodes of my podcast, which was a big goal of mine, and meeting Stephen Bartlett, which was something unbelievable that I couldn't even believe had happened. And it all starts from looking at what's going on around you and taking back your power with them. So I would love for you to, you know, reflect on what's come up for you whilst listening to this podcast. Reflect on how you can take power back in the struggles in your life and dream big. That sounds so cliche. Seize the day, dream big. But like what are your dreams? You know, like if you just had absolutely anything that you could do, we all have dreams and we all have reasons not to follow the dreams. I can think of so many people in my life that have dreams that don't go for them because society says not to or because it's too hard. But what's the alternative, right? What's the alternative of not following your dream, doing something because someone says that you have to and feeling miserable and not having purpose? It's so scary to take the step. But I actually think it's more scary to be feeling low, depressed, feeling like life is unfair. And I hope that this episode gives you something to reflect on, something to grasp on that can really nudge you towards change in one area of your life, because it is up to you. And I can talk to it because I've done it and I'm continuously doing it and I'm watching the benefits from it happening. So I feel like that's me blabbing on for I don't even know how many minutes long about what's been happening in my world, why I went a little bit MIA, how I'm back, what I'm doing. And I feel really excited about it. So thank you for being on the journey with me. Keep reaching out to me. Keep telling me your updates as well. They really inspire me. And it's like we're doing this together, right? I hope that you guys have a lovely week, a lovely fortnight. I will be back in your ears soon. And wishing you and sending you so much love and joy and happiness. Thanks, guys. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. If you do get something out of the podcast and you do enjoy it, the number one way to support me is to follow me across my socials on hdydi.pod and to also subscribe on YouTube. I look forward to seeing you next week.